Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. We have to do twice as much today. So Blee Nader, I will tell a story, and then I will tell a second story in a second separate recording. And the reason we have to do twice as much is because, unfortunately, there was a terrible tragedy yesterday in Israel, as you may have heard. Unfortunately, many soldiers were killed in a terrible incident. 21 soldiers, and so we definitely must increase in our war efforts in the learning of Torah, spreading of Torah, doing mitzvahs, everything that we can to eliminate our enemy. And that comes through spreading the light of Torah and mitzvahs. Of course, the IDF soldiers have to do their job, but we who may not be in the IDF, may not be on the physical battlefield, have to be 100% dedicated to the spiritual battlefield. Because when Jewish people fight a war, there are two parts of the army. There's the physical soldiers and the spiritual soldiers. There's those who are fighting the enemy physically and those who are spreading the light of Torah and mitzvahs spiritually, which that eliminates the spiritual source of the power of the enemy. And so here's a story. It's actually about an old man who had a store somewhere in Brooklyn, and he sold different things, dry goods store, they call it, different items that he would sell. It's a little store, and somehow or another, he seemed to get enough customers, made money, wasn't rich, but he got enough money to survive, feed his family, send his children to Jewish schools, marry off his adult children, and so forth. And when he became old, his sons, he had two sons, they said, "Ta, let us take over the store. After all, you are old, you deserve a rest, and we can run the store. In fact, we have some ideas to improve the store, to make even more money." So the father said, "Okay, no problem. Thank you very much. Here's how you do it." He taught them the whole business. They probably knew it already from working in the store since they were kids. And they took over. They made some improvements, more high tech, and everything was ready, remodeled, and ready for the first customer. Well, there were not too many customers. For some reason, even though there was usually a steady flow of customers when their father ran the store, and even though they made improvements, somehow or another, there was only a few customers, a trickle of customers instead of a steady flow of customers. And they didn't make money and had expenses, and the business started to go down. And so they said to their father, "Tati, what's going on? Where's all our customers?" "Well," he said, "I'll tell you, I've been watching how you run the business, and you're leaving out one important element. You see, whenever I ran the business, you probably noticed, what would I do if there was no customers? What was the main thing I did when there was no customers?" "You sat and learned Torah," the boy said. "That's right," said the Tati. "I sat and learned Torah. So as soon as the Satan saw me sitting and learned Torah, he wanted to distract me from learning Torah. So what did he do? He sent me customers. The customers would distract me from learning, so I couldn't learn now. Ah, but I got a lot of customers. And that's how I got a lot of customers. Because I tricked the Satan. I learned Torah the whole time, whenever I had spare moments. And therefore, he tried to get me to stop learning, and he sent customers. So I got lots of money, or enough to live. But you guys, what do you do when there's no customers? You do this on your computer and that on your computer, and you're making these changes and those changes. But the Torah, you're not learning Torah. And therefore, the Satan looks at your store. He says, well, they're not learning Torah. Good. So I don't have to send any customers to distract them from learning Torah because they're not learning Torah." "Ah," the son said, "so that's your secret." And that's how I heard the story. But I think the most probably, call Yisrael becheses kashrus, all Jews have a chazakah of kashrus, and most probably those two young men did after that the way their tati taught them. And they sat and learned Torah anytime there's a spare moment, and most probably a lot of customers started to come in. Because they tricked the Satan. And the Satan said, oh, they're learning Torah. I got to stop them from learning Torah. I'll send some customers. So he did. So either way, either they were winning by learning Torah, or they're winning by having customers. And the same thing is with us. Whenever we have spare moments, we should try to learn Torah and or do mitzvahs. And this is our weapon against our enemies. The more we learn Torah, the more godly light we bring into the world. And that eliminates the darkness, which is the source of our enemy's power, spiritual darkness, evil. And therefore, by us bringing more light of Torah and mitzvahs into the world, this actually weakens our enemy and strengthens our soldiers. So, especially now, after, unfortunately, the terrible news, we really need, as much as possible, to add in learning Torah, add in love of our fellow Jew, add in the mitzvahs in general, especially mitzvahs connected with protection of the Jewish people, such as mezuzahs, tefillin. As a matter of fact, a number of people donated mezuzahs to our organization, which are specifically for people that don't have enough money to buy their own mezuzah. So if you know somebody who would love to have a mezuzah on one of the doors of their house, or more than one door of the house, but they don't have enough money to pay for a mezuzah, then let me know at jewisheducate@gmail.com. And maybe we can make an arrangement with one of these mezuzahs that some people donated in order to help another Jew have a mezuzah on their door. And this will not only help that Jew, but it will help all Jews, because all Jews are connected. We're all one family. I mean, we do a mitzvah, especially a mitzvah of Avos Yisrael, of loving our fellow Jew. This helps every single Jew in the world, and especially it helps in the war effort. May Hashem bless us, that we should have a complete victory very quickly, completely finish the job that we have to do to get rid of our enemies, and in this way, bring Mashiach immediately. Thank you so much for listening and joining Jewish Stories and More.